The sound of the orchestra is very subtle and very lush. As I always say, you can smell the French music like a scent. It is something you can imagine, oh, it is like this. And this is very, very sensual.
Scottish opera music director Francesco Corti is conducting the company's new production of Werther. I'm Emma York, and Francesco has been telling me why he loves Massenet's score and what we should listen out for.
The music is very natural. It is dramaturgically perfect. You can really follow step by step all development in the personality of Werther arriving in this place, completely new person with another background, and then knowing Charlotte, falling in love right away with her. And the music tells this really very, 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 very clear all the way through, but with a very subtle touch. It's not Puccini. Puccini gives you 100% every bar. Massenet is just leading you. There are, of course, the famous Ossian song, slight relation to Scotland, sung by Werther in the third act. Pourquoi me réveiller is really sung by the most famous tenor. This is very nice. And also the letters aria by Charlotte that opens the third act, where she couldn't bear anymore this tension with Werther because she is married, and then she's on her own because Albert is very often absent, and then she recalls in her mind what happened between her and Werther, and of course Werther is probably writing letters every 2 hours. He writes another letter, and Charlotte is reading this letter and reminding the nice time had with him.
So what's your favourite part, sir? Do you have any, apart from the whole thing, which I'm sure you will say, but are there any little moments that you kind of really particularly enjoy?
I think the big bridge between the third and the fourth act, the interlude, when Werther says, so that's it, she had dictated my fate. This is her fault. I have to kill myself. There is no gunshot, shots. You don't hear, so here is shooting himself, no. But this interlude, somehow it is a wound, bleeding very slowly. But this bit where you feel at the same time the extreme solitude of Charlotte, because she will keep on married to Albert, but everything has changed. Werther is dying somewhere else. She wants to save him, but she won't. And all this is in this music. And the music can really provoke a knot on your throat.
And there's more on Werther at scottishopera.org.uk.